The South Shore's Morning News rolls on. It's a Tuesday. I'm Rob Hackler with the Morning Team. Thanks for being here. Every week at this time, Peter Forman joins us. He is the president and CEO of the South Shore Chamber of Commerce. Peter, good morning.
Good morning, Rob. Glad to join you again this week. We have another interesting guest highlighting some of the turnover in organizations and the interesting backgrounds of our organizational leaders. Now, I'm joined this morning by Abby Perilla, who is the new CEO of the Arc of the South Shore. She's been COO for many years, but this summer took over as heading up this important and very valuable non-paying people with disabilities. So let me introduce you to Abby.
Abby Perilla. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning, everyone. So delighted to be here.
Thank you so much for joining us on the program. So you've been part of the organization for many years, and congratulations on being promoted now the CEO of ARC of the South Shore. So why don't you tell people that maybe don't know about the history? It's been around, what, since 1951?
Yeah, since the 1950s, yes, thank you. So most importantly, the ARC of the South Shore empowers individuals with IDD, intellectual and developmental disabilities, including autism, to live the fullest lives in the community. And we do that through a variety of programming throughout the South Shore, and we also serve the lifespan, so children throughout life. And so this amazing organization, I think this is what's really unique, is the history dates back to the 1950s, and it was based on a group of really courageous parents who came together because there were a lack of services for their children. Mm-hmm. So really important to note is, you think about the mid-20th century, parents with children with IDD, including autism, had very limited choices. They had one choice. One was keep their child at home with no outside help and support. And two was to place them in an institution where care was significantly lacking. So that's how the ARC started. It became a national movement. And I am just honored and privileged to be able to lead this organization here on the South Shore and to really talk to families, caregivers, constituents about the important movement that is an inclusive society. So above and beyond my role here as a CEO, I'm an advocate and I'm here to serve.
Well, that's great. All right, tell us a little bit, Abby, about your background and what are the biggest challenges you have stepping up within the organization now as CEO.
Sure. So I do have a business. I always say I have a business mind and a social service heart. It works very well for the nonprofit space. 20 years of management experience. I've worked for Fortune 500 companies, particularly operations and management. In the early 2000s, I made a switch. I fell in love with elder care, long-term services, and supports advocacy, so I left the for-profit world to bring that social service heart and business mind to the nonprofit. I'll tell you, it has bode me very well to have that unique mix, because I have what you call those fresh eyes, right? And can bring that business mind and strategy to the nonprofit space. Here, as a new CEO, I'll tell you, it's interesting, because I've been a COO for so many years that stepping into the seat, I feel like kind of been doing this all along, but now it's kind of my vision, my platform from a leadership standpoint, which I'm very excited about. Mm-hmm. I think the biggest challenges for any CEO, nonprofit or otherwise, right now is just the market, the workforce. We all ask our questions. Where did they go? Particularly in the nonprofit space, we're competing with wages that are below retail spaces. So, for example, my direct service professionals, which are critical, they're the ones that deliver the hands-on care to these amazing individuals we serve, were paid below $20 an hour. Mm-hmm. During COVID, this became very prevalent, a very prevalent concern, as you had the retail spaces, Home Depots, Dunkin' Donuts of the world, paying $20 an hour for that type of work where we're doing direct care work. Well, the Arc of the South Shore made a bold move, and I think my board of directors, and we moved our direct service professionals to $20 an hour to be competitive and to make sure this population has the workforce to support them and that we can grow and develop. I think another big challenge is how we strategically plan in such an uncertain market. I just finished my 3-year strategic plan, and to be honest with you, new CEOs, we have to brace ourselves. I think we should go year to year. We should have that 3-year plan, but we should go with year to year objectives, like what have we met, what can we modify, right? Mm-hmm. The other challenge is culture. I think we talk so much about salaries and benefits, so important, right, to make sure we have this for our employees. But at the core of that is, how do you retain a workforce? I'm going to tell you, it's culture. It's how you care about your employees. And, you know, I'm a big follower of, you know, the father of management, Peter Drucker. You know, management, according to Peter Drucker, is doing, doing the right things. Leadership, you know, is going beyond that. It's doing the right things for everyone in your organization and thinking deeper about what each, that individualized thought around employee culture, but also looking at your mission and beyond your mission, also understanding what your value proposition is. So if I could wrap this up from the challenges of a CEO perspective is, know your value proposition, that is above and beyond your mission or your vision. And for me here at the Arc of the South Shore, the first thing I did as a new CEO is I developed my own personal value proposition that I want to share with you. And this guides me every day with every decision I make. And it's empowering individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities, including autism, while advancing a dynamic workforce that sustains growth. And I tell you, we do this through advocacy, community integration, and preserving the autonomy and self-determination of everyone we serve. So I'm delighted for this opportunity, and I thank you so much for your time.
Oh, absolutely, Abby. Abby Pearl is the new CEO of Arc of the South Shore. They've been around since the 1950s, and Abby is now their new leader to guide them to a successful and continuing future. And Abby, if people want to find out more, they can go to arcsouthshore.org. Right?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Abby Perilla.
Thank you.
And if you want to find out more about the South Shore Chamber of Commerce, we thank Peter Foreman for setting up these great interviews. Go to, again, his website is southshorechamber.org.